This is Newsbreak.
On the morning of December 6th, the official Xinhua news agency issued a notice regarding the Zhou Yongkang case. It said the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, decided to expel Zhou Yongkang from the party and transfer his case to judicial organs. Zhou Yongkang was accused of 6 crimes. Analysts say if the allegation of Zhou's leaking state secrets is confirmed, he may face the death sentence.
外界分析周永康可能被判死刑。12月6号凌晨，中共官媒新华社公布对中共前政治局常委周永康案的处理决定。周永康被开除党籍，并移送司法机关处理。周永康被指控6项罪状。外界分析认为，如果周永康泄密罪指控成立，可能会被判死刑。
The circular listed Zhou Yongkang as having accepted huge bribes, abusing power to help relatives, mistresses, and friends in business activities to get huge profits, disclosure of the party and state secrets, adultery with several females, and other crimes. Among these, what secrets have been leaked by Zhou Yongkang becomes a focus.
中共公布了周永康六大罪名。包括违反政治组织及保密纪律、巨额受贿、泄露党和国家机密、通奸及权色钱色交易等。六宗罪中的泄密罪成为外界关注的焦点。
New York-based China's legal expert Zhou Yuanming commented that the leaking state secrets allegation is relatively rare for a top official in the CCP history.He said that as a former secretary of the Political and Legal Commission, Zhou Yongkang held the highest core secrets and could be sentenced to death once the allegation is confirmed.
中国资深法学专家赵远明表示，泄密罪的指控在中共执政史上比较罕见。作为中共前政法委书记，周永康掌握着中共最高核心机密。这项指控一旦坐实，周永康可能会被判处死刑。
The BBC quoted a report from the Sunday Times that Western diplomatic sources said Zhou Yongkang often met with foreign intelligence heads secretly. Topics included China's cooperation in the anti-terrorism war, the exchange of exiled Uyghur activists' intelligence in Afghanistan, North Korea's nuclear program, and Iran's atomic energy research.
英国 BBC 引述星期日《泰晤士报》的报道说，有西方外交界消息人士透露。周永康经常与外国情报机关首脑见面，不过这样的会晤从来不公开宣布。这些会谈的话题包括中国在反恐战争中的合作、交换在阿富汗的流亡维吾尔激进人士情报、朝鲜核计划和伊朗原子能研究等。
The report also said Western diplomats are keen to know the party and state secrets leaked by Zhou Yongkang.The party has hinted that Zhou may face the death penalty.
报道还说，周永康被控泄露党和国家机密，是西方外交人士热衷知道的内容。中共已经暗示，周永康可能被判死刑。
Zhou Yongkang was the ally of disgraced Bo Xilai. Zhou had nominated Bo to succeed him as domestic security chief.Zhou Yuanming said that Zhou Yongkang probably revealed decisive information about Bo Xilai from Hu Jintao and Xi Jinping. Bo Xilai was brought down after his right-hand man Wang Lijun fled to the U.S. consulate.
周永康是薄熙来的联盟，他提名薄熙来接任政法委书记职务。赵远明分析说，周永康可能将胡锦涛和习近平对薄熙来处理的讯息透露出来。薄熙来在其警察局长王立军逃跑到美国领事馆后被解除职务。
Hong Kong's Oriental Daily questioned, how can Zhang Yanhai keep secrets if the highest security leader himself leaked the secrets?
香港东方日报质问，作为主管全中国反谍防奸的最高领导人，周永康自己居然也泄密，周南海又怎能保守秘密？
Economist He Qingliang published an article in the Voice of America entitled, What State Secrets Did Zhou Yongkang Release? The article says that the secrets most likely refer to CCP high-level family wealth after Bo Xilai's downfall.
经济学家何青莲在美国之音发表题为《周永康泄露了哪些国家机密》的文章说， 泄密很可能是指自重庆事件后涉及中共高层家族财富的故事。
On January 21, 2013, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, ICIJ, published the Chinese Elite's Offshore Holdings. It announced hundreds of CCP high-level families' information except the biggest corrupt families, Jiang Zemin's family, Zheng Qinghong family, and Zhou Yongkang family.
2013年1月21号，由国际记者联盟推出的中国离岸金融报告解密，公布了上百位中共高层家族的资料，独缺中共大贪家族、江泽民家族、曾庆红家族和周永康家族等。
He Xuanlian said the reason for the missing three families might be that the two offshore intermediary companies were threatened by state security to give the information. Zhou Yongkang released it after deletion of Jiang Zemin, Zheng Qinghong and his family's information.
何清莲分析说，独缺江、曾、周三家的资料，可能是两间离岸中介公司因某种短处被中共国家安全部的特工拿捏，不得不在威胁下交出资料。于是周永康等有办法做点手脚，删除江泽民、曾庆红与周永康等家族成员的相关资讯，再将资料外泄出去。
He Xuanlian said that the documents involve more than 37,000 people, including hundreds of high-level family members. She said that the report fully exposed the robbery nature of the Chinese regime, and the CCP definitely considers the report greatly damaging to the party and state image.
何清莲说，这份资料涉及人数共有37,000多名，高层家族成员上百位，充分暴露了中共盗贼型政权的本质。当然，中共更会认定这份报告对所谓的党与国家形象伤害极大。